road, hit the gas real fast. I'ma make this bump it up there, little man.
Good, man. Oops. I love that song.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man.
Yeah,
it's been a little while. It's always been a little while. We're doing like an every other week right now.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping them coming though.
I like it. A lot going on, man. A lot of cool stuff. Hey, before we get into that, thank you for listening to the Day $1 podcast.
Hey, holy shit.
If you have not subscribed yet, please subscribe. Like it if you like it. Do your thing. This is my call to action. I always forget that Eli's
like
so
that.
Good
I like
at
that.
It. He's such a salesman. So good at it. nope, we appreciate you guys' support on here and have a lot of fun. There's a lot going on, man, with our business. There's a lot going on with relationships. There's a lot going on in the world.
There is,
you know?
Man.
So, man, I just think talking about, we haven't titled this yet. Well, by the time you hear this, it's probably titled, I thought of Shut the Fuck Up. Eli's like, that's probably not the best. Like, okay, agreed. And I don't mean like I'm pointing a finger telling someone to shut the fuck up. I mean like, tell that to yourself. So that's me saying that to me. Like, hey, shut the fuck up for a minute and just assess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, act like you've been here before. And I really try to, man, I think that's perishable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are. But I really try to just have a little bit more poise, especially when things get busy, when things get hectic, when things get layered. Just having that poise and really processing and just really, man, just making sure that my own behavior is consistent with what I'm preaching or speaking, mm-hmm. or so whether it's on a public forum like this or whether it's the private interactions that I have with our agents or just people in my life, like I really try to, you know, before I give the quote unquote right advice, I really have to just ask myself if I'm doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not, but I still think the advice I'm about to give is the right advice, usually I call myself out and say, hey, I'm not doing this right now, but when I have done this, I've been better. And matter of fact, man, I appreciate your question because that's a reminder that I should be probably doing that as well, mm-hmm. to get myself back dialed in. Like, yeah. I have, you know, like.
Because there's a lot of people giving opinions right now. There's a lot of people talking online. There's a lot of everything online right now.
Yeah. And I want to go, let's go big and broad and then we'll dial it into specifics as far as like our business, our action plans, what we're doing, where, you know, the exciting things that are coming up and how those kind of come into fruition. But like going broad, let's talk about. And I don't want to get into the political side, but let's talk about, you know, I'm not going to go political with it, but it is a topic of discussion, but it's more so, I don't want to talk about the politics behind it. I want to talk about why you're not doing what you're telling everybody else to do. I want to talk about the behaviors within people that are reacting, regardless of what side that you're on, right? So politics is a big topic right now, vaccines. Our big question right now, just the government takeover of the world is is a topic of discussion right now, and I see a lot of it. I see it with influencers too, man, like some big people that are out there, and it's raising a fuss, and it's super emotional, and it's super angry, and it's pointing the finger of like what you should be doing, you know, as far as like retaliating, you know, behind you know, mandated vaccines and other stuff like that. And hey, cool, you know, and I do think there's an opportunity right now for some large influencers to utilize their platform and exercise this thing a certain way, but that's their business, whether they want to or not. Cool. But I question some things when all I see and hear is like you pointing the finger of, hey, you should be going to your kids' schools and you should be going to your, you know, to your local government and you should be going here and, you know, but like, I don't hear or see any of them doing the same thing. And I just want to, I guess my first opinion on that is like, man, like no one is too big, but no one is too small. Heard that from a good friend before. And it rings true right now because it's like, hey, look, just because you have a big platform does not rid you of doing the work, right? Like you don't get to just talk. And then like, hey, that's what I'm doing. Like I have a big platform, so I get to talk and preach what should be going on, but I don't have to actually do what I want others to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run my mouth.
So don't assume that's going to have the impact that you think it might have.
You shouldn't allow it to. Look, the bottom line is whatever you're expecting others to do, go to their local government, go to their kids' schools, go to their HOAs, like whatever advice you have, stand up, fight back, cool. I just don't see you doing any. I'm not saying that you're not. I don't see it. I don't hear it. And then here's what I, and then the rebuttal could be, well, yeah, you don't know everything I do. Hey, you're right, but if you're going to have a big enough mouth to go talking about all of it, why aren't you showing the examples of what you're talking about? So if you want people to stand up and fight back or do certain things, you just going to sit there and scream on the mic? Or can you also use your platform to bring certain people in? You're also going to use your platform to expose where you're going and what you're doing and who you're talking to with your local government, with wherever you live, and giving examples of how to take action versus just sitting there complaining. And then it turns into like not enough people are doing it. So now you're like, now you're mad at people for like not doing it or what you can't see. And that's my biggest thing. I don't, you know, again, this isn't, I don't, I'm not here to dictate or to speak on where you should be politically. That's not what this is about. I choose not to do that stuff. That all, but don't assume that you don't know what I'm doing. And I think like, hey, the reason why I don't make it a big topic of discussion isn't because I don't have any action plans or conversations or things that I should, you know, that I execute behind the scenes. It's just not my, this is just the decision that we make. That's not what this is going to be about, you know. Just because, like, when people are out there yelling and screaming at everybody to do something and then, but then you don't see it or, like, so then I hear you bitching about it. It's like, you don't know what you don't know. Like, how do you know people aren't? You know, like, so it's the opposite. It's like, hey, just leadership and poise and taking action behind the scenes is just as important, or probably, let me take that back, it's more important than just freaking the fuck out on the mic. And I see it a lot right now, man. I see it a lot with veterans. I see it a lot with influencers.
Well, and man, part of what I think is the biggest problem with that is because when you do have a massive platform, if you are so much that bumper sticker of that person, you're only going to get people that agree with your exact perspective, which means you're changing the minds of the people whose minds have already been changed. You're not having the impact you think you're going to have because you're not hitting this new audience. That's why Joe Rogan is so successful, is because he has everybody on from every end of the spectrum, which means he's able to, man, kind of ask some appropriate questions to some people. And man, you might change a few minds that way.
Patrick Bette David was on his podcast not too long ago. And he's talking to him about having like his own social media. Like, hey, what about owning a different social media platform to create competition for Facebook and Instagram? Obviously, it's the same company, but they talked about the benefits of competition. And like, hey, you won't be able to monopolize certain things and conduct yourself a certain way when there's competition and a lot of really cool things. But then he also asked Joe, like, why, you know, hey, what if you had more people and different things? And, you know, he had an opportunity to have Trump, but it just wasn't the right situation. And during the election, he's like, ah, look, I can't be a dad and a comedian and a UFC guy and this. And like, you know, but he's also not. He's also not sitting there telling everybody what they should do. You know, and like, hey, there's a great opportunity for influencers to do some things, but you also can't just because they're them, you can't necessarily throw that expectation on them. But you want them to get more involved because that's where it starts. But then there's some other influencers, man, that are, again, like, they're super aggressive right now. They're super hard in the paint with, like, telling everybody how proud they are and what they're doing. And then, like, wait, why aren't you following my instruction? Like, oh, I'm going to fucking go ghost on you. Oh, you can see what? It's like, dude. You're starting to wear and tear on your own audience. Like, you're starting to turn against your own audience and like, dude, you don't know what people are doing or not doing. And again, like, regardless, I don't agree with going that hard, but then not displaying you yourself what your action plans are. Because if I said that to some of these people that I'm speaking to, I'm hypothetically assuming the rebuttal. That if I'm calling them out for not doing what they're telling everybody else to do, it would be like, you don't fucking know everything that I do. You fucking sitting with me every day. You sit here with me every fucking day. You know what the fuck? I'm imagining these people and how they talk. And it's like, no, hey, cool. You're right. I don't know what I don't know. Maybe you are, but then, hey, why aren't you exposing that? Why aren't you giving, you're a leader, you brag about leadership. Why aren't you giving examples of set action plans to then help people figure out a way to start and to just with the integrity of like, leading from the front. You know that diagram where like you got that cart and horse or whatever. Like you got the guy pointing, but then you got the guy pulling and leading from the front. Like it's a little cliche, right? But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, man, and again, coming back to the whole, dude, you're alienating yourself and you're limiting your reach, because what people tend to forget is on social media, people can scroll, they can click off, they don't have to listen to your shit. So if that is your communication style, you're basically begging the people who see opposite of you to just click off your shit. They're just not going to listen to you. Yeah. But if you can find a way to ask more questions, instead of pointing the finger so much and saying, do this, do this. different perspectives of you and make them articulate.
Mm-hmm.
Great thinkers. Yeah. Then, man, you might have. Man, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Right.
And just, it doesn't have to be this whole all or nothing either. Right. Like,
right.
Oh, like, you're not listening to me. Like, well, then fuck it. Then I'm going to go private and like be off. And it's like, again, you don't know if people are doing it or not. Like, you're assuming. But in addition, it's like the whole all or nothing, like, do what I say or then fuck you and fuck that. Like, it's like leadership, man, is, and I'm not absent of losing my shit before. Like, I'm not, it's not where I'm going with this. But acting like you've been here before and having poise is your biggest piece to leadership, man. Like, you got to be tempered. The whole airplane concept, right? You see a stewardess freaking the fuck out. You're going to freak the fuck out. I'd freak the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
it's true.
You know, like, you've got to, man, you've got to mimic the behavior that you want to see in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want panic and disarray and riots in the street. Like, that's not the way to go about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just not. I digress. Yeah. But, yeah, man, that's a little bothersome. But it's very indicative of, like, some of the other behavior that I'm seeing. You know, like, I'm really questioning, like, whether people are, I don't want to say question, that's not like I spent all my day on it, but I'm just paying attention to, like, people's demeanor, people's behavior, like, when they write on social media or they have a video or, like, when I'm talking to them personally. Like, what, like, the one I talked about on the Instagram the other day, I asked someone, like, oh, hey, what do you think of so-and-so, like a celebrity or an icon or an influencer, or just having some discussion on, like, what you think of someone, and, like, ah, nah, they don't really do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I asked. I guess I did. Hey, what do you think of them? But out of everything you could say about that person, it's just, they don't do it for me. It's like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, I guess that's not necessarily an inappropriate answer. It does answer my question, because my question is subjective. It's very open-ended, but I think I was, you know, I'm going more toward, like, just their impact, their style, their approach. It's more,
yeah,
non-emotional, not, you know, like, more, I don't know, articulated, but
to me,
I hear that, and it's like, that's a trigger for me.
Yeah, to me, that's what people say when they want to talk shit about somebody, but they don't have anything to talk shit about. It's like, they don't like them for whatever reason, but whatever their articulation is for why they don't like them isn't going to sound as good coming out as maybe the truth really is in their head.
And I have found myself doing this, right? So, like, I'm not free of these criticisms that I'm giving, right? But the new popular way to, like, bad talk people is making it blatant that you're taking the high road.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, like,
the pretentious.
Ah, yeah, they're not for me. Nah, like, I just don't really, nah, like, I don't like that, or, like, what he's doing, you know, but, like, hey, but that's cool, because, hey, if that's him, hey, that's for him, hey, that's great, but me, I'm just this.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? That conversation, you know, and, like, I'm not absent, but, like, man, when I feel that, it's like, hey, man, that's pretentious.
Mm-hmm. It's a
taking the high road does not consist of you making it so blatant that you're taking the high road. It comes off rude. Mm-hmm. It's just your sophisticated high road form of being rude. It's right. Versus, like, hey, why can't you just speak to something without having to mention an adverse opinion? You know, like, or when people talk about what they're motivated by,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, what makes them happy. Or, hey, what doesn't motivate you? Why do you have to mention the other? But, hey, that's okay if it does motivate you. But, like, me, it's just not for me. Like, it's like, hey, do you have your own mind made up? Because if it forced, like, competition, cool. Comparison, not cool. And, again, like, I'm not calling these people bad people or nothing. And I'm even not absent of doing it myself before. Mm-hmm. But you just wonder, like, hey, what's there, man? What is that? Like, why does the other or the opposite of what you do have to come up to justify you? Like, why do you have to explain to me why you do what you do versus why can't you just talk to me about what you do and who you are and what makes you happy? And it's isolated.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
In my opinion, is usually that's in the sense of somebody's trying to justify to themselves why maybe they're not as successful. So steroids, prime example. Mm-hmm. It's kind of their version of saying, they're on steroids. I've chosen not to do that. But hey, good on them. It's their body. They can do that. But that's, you're basically saying that's how they've gotten the results they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Justifying why you don't have the results, even though you know, like maybe
you're completely absent of all the work and nutrition and dieting. And like, you're right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The steroids allow you to like go more, but you still have to put in the energy to do it.
Because when it comes to someone, maybe that someone is asking who's equally as successful. Oh, hey man. Yeah. Good dude. Or not, man, guy's a fucking asshole. You know, like you might just give more of a straight opinion versus the whole justification as to, you know, why they have this and you don't sort of thing.
Yeah. And I think it's just food for thought. Like,
yeah,
there's just a lot of finger pointing right now. There's a lot of, and I don't know why I'm noticing it even more, you know, but like even people that I look up to, man, I see it. I go, oh,
That's probably why. One thing I like about you, man, is like, you don't just casually, consume social media, you know, not at all. And I think that's a good lesson that, all of us can take, because not only should you not casually consume on social media, you shouldn't casually post on social media, you know, like don't assume that everyone out there is just casually posting. Don't post. Yeah. Like the stuff that you're posting, people are reading and they are thinking about, and it does have reflection on who you are as a person.
Or maybe they're not, but like I go back, you know, like I wrote this on my Instagram. This is my new bio. Let's see here. Pardon the pause. So my bio on Instagram is my journal on public forum. Material written is for me to look back and reflect on. Don't speculate. But if it also speaks to you, take it. Because the fact of the matter is, yes, there are things that I write. They all have to do with my life. I don't mention any names. So if you've rubbed me the wrong way, if we've had challenges, whether it's acquaintances or friendships or just life experiences, I do write about them. I do write what they mean to me. But they're for me. They're for me to reflect. Like, man, I will go back and read my shit from the beginning on up and just kind of see where I was at. Like, hey, where was your mind at a year ago? Where was your mind at 2 years ago? And if you don't do that, that's okay. Let me be pretentious for a minute, right? Hey, if that's not for you, that's opposite. If that's not for you, that's okay. But it is for me, man. And I enjoy that. But I'm not going to be able to get an honest opinion of my own reflection unless I'm writing about my life and what my thoughts are and how I feel. If I go back and reflect and it's just a bunch of hogwash, there is no barometer.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to go back and reflect on because they weren't real thought from real emotion, from real experiences.
It's an interesting way to look at it. It's like progress photos for your mindset.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, it's cool.
Coin that. If you don't do it now, if you don't do it and you do it now, hey, fucking throw credit where credit's due. I don't think people like do that. I think people write because then they get the comments or the likes and it's an echo chamber. Cool. I write it for that. But then I do get speculation. Not even inaccurate, but like some people think it's about them. Well, here's the deal. Maybe it was because we had an altercation or an experience. Could be good, could be bad, could be indifferent. Could be. But not necessarily specifically, because if I'm okay to write a post, there's also been a pattern. Like if I experience something with you, Eli, I experience something else with someone else, I'm like, there's something there that's rubbing me. I'm recognizing a pattern and it's there enough for me to speak to it to myself, so I write about it. So it's not ever solely about one interaction. There's about a pattern of behavior there, but it could be multiple people. Or, hey, no, this has nothing to do with you, but for some reason it spoke to you. Don't fucking speculate now and then come talk to me about it. Maybe just ask yourself why I spoke to you. Because you and I had an interaction where maybe you felt like this is accurate or made you think of a different memory with someone else. If it speaks to you, just be subjective and just dive into that versus like speculating and then, you know, pointing your finger, you know, toward, because man, there's not a conversation I'm not open to. And there's not a moment where I haven't attempted to be better. If I felt, hey, I need to be better here. And I would challenge anybody that knows me personally or has had interaction with me that I haven't challenged myself to be better.
Yeah.
I know that with integrity. I know that. So if something speaks to you on my social media, are you mad about it? Or, hey, could you be better?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I think that applies across the board. Like, man, whenever I'm reading stuff, I'm always not assuming it's about me, but I'm trying to find a way to make it fit
me.
We
all read in first person, what I mean? Dude. Especially when you're reading something that someone you know or care about writes. For some reason, subconsciously, it's always read in first person. Not always. I don't use blanket statements, but a lot of times, at least for me, it's read in first person. I have to remind myself not to assume.
Well, and provided you're not getting upset about it, I think it's healthy to try and make things apply to you. Hey, reading this thing, how do I make this apply to me? Because the last thing I'd want to do is, you know, read somebody's post and initially be like, oh, I'm too good for that. They're not talking about me. You know what I mean? Like, no, I've already cured that thing in myself. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
And then this third thing of like being on a podcast or your own podcast or someone else's podcast or your social platform. Don't speculate. It's not one person. bitching about what's going on, but having no intention of doing anything about it. So that's the other side, right? Like, you've got the people that are bitching everybody else while they're not standing up and speaking up and whatever, but they're not necessarily leading from the front, or at least exposing it. And then if you're not exposing that, I just question you as a leader. Mm-hmm. If I were to say that to somebody that I'm thinking of right now, hey, man, you're just not leading from the front. You're telling everybody else what to do. But hey, and then that person tells me, how do you fucking know what I do? You don't fucking see me all day. Like, there's plenty of shit that I'm doing. You just don't see it. I would go, well, why don't I see it? Because if you're going to go this hard on the paint on all across your platforms every day, why don't I see it? Why are you choosing not to expose that? Mm-hmm. That's leadership. Leading from the front, leading by example, that's where you start and finish leadership, man. Like, so I would just go, hey, cool, man. I don't want to assume, but now that you've told me that, now I'm really questioning you as a leader, and I'm questioning why you're not showing that.
Well, yeah, if you think you spouting off on social media can have an impact, imagine what people seeing you actually
going
to
change
would have.
People will mimic your behavior.
Right, that's
so
it.
Maybe you, with 10 trillion followers, can create an uprise and some recognition by running your mouth on social media. But if that's your only behavior, everyone else with 5 followers is just going to go bitch on their social media. They're not going to do anything further.
Yeah,
they're going to mimic your behavior. So by you not doing more and expose it, right, you're not leading the way. They will not think to. They will think that running their mouth and wearing a fucking T-shirt about 1776 is going to make change.
Yep.
That's what they think because that's what you're showing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, agreed. People with 10 trillion followers can make a difference by speaking up.
But that's what I'm saying. Imagine the fucking impact of doing something.
But that's also to navigate and to combat their excuse of, well, I've got 10 trillion followers. Me speaking up does create a reaction, Will. And I would say you're right. But unless you're going to continue to lead by example and go demonstrate what you would like people to do, they will not think to do it or how
they want.
It's now acceptable to just bitch, wear your fucking 9-line T-shirt and call it good.
Yep.
Because that's what you're showing.
Yes. Yes.
So again, let's go into any profession. Hey, just because Aaron Rodgers can go in and wing it does not mean that's how he teaches new quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Does not mean it's okay for everyone.
Yeah, great analogy.
Same thing, right?
Yep.
Bottom line. So like there's that, and then there's the other people that like want to bitch about things going on right now, but they have no intention of doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like one day you're bitching about it, the next day like you don't even want to be around society.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
So it's like, hey man, what the fuck are you doing?
Do you think?
I'm not better than these dudes. I'm not mad at these dudes. I'm nothing. These are just my opinions of like, hey man, if you have no intention of doing anything, don't. Why are you bitching about it?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if all you're doing is bitching about it, but won't do more about it, I don't understand that either. And then, hey, maybe they got a problem with me because like, hey, there's things I do with my daughter's school. There's things, you know, that I'm choosing to put action toward. I don't even talk to you about it, Eli.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not. I'm just choosing not to run my mouth on public forum about it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I more right than they are? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think just, hey, what's right for me? And then going and being a part of certain meetings and councils and doing what I feel is me, cool. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like it just. But these behaviors will bring attention to like, hey, where else are these habits at?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's true, man. And I think of all the other people out there too that are getting after it and doing shit for real. They just don't have a presence, and you know, it's like those people they need to see that they're not the only ones out there doing stuff. You know, because I'm sure that can feel not good. You know, from every little business out there that is like just standing up and doing something physically with their business locally.
And that's why like you can't ever undermine or water down the impact of your direct immediate area.
Mm-hmm.
The people around you that you interact with every day,
mm-hmm.
the people that support you, like what you're doing, like there is real impact with people that are just within your reach. It doesn't have to be 3 million.
And you know the thing there too, it's like the whole, you could speak to this better than I could, but Eli civilian comes upon a car accident or something, right? There's 15 people around, somebody call 911 while I'm helping this guy. No one's going to do it versus, hey, you call 911, dude. Now, oh shit. Okay, cool. Right. Yep. And it's like, man, just getting on your platform, telling everyone to do these things.
Yep.
You think anyone's going to actually do it?
Or
versus
you
locally.
Yep. Or you call 911 on your phone and hand it to someone and say, hey, get right next to me.
Yep.
I just called 911. Speak to them.
Yes.
And then they can just stay right next to you.
That diffusion of responsibility is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the only other thing that kind of rubs me a little bit, like, I know the intention isn't bad, but I don't care how many friends you have or had in the military. You don't get to say what you would do or what you would have done. You don't get to do that. Mm-hmm. You don't. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, just talking to or mentioning certain levels of like conflicts that have happened around the world, and you just can't speak to it. And it just, but then you're also around a bunch of those guys, and then like, hey, why are they letting you do that? Because you're famous? Because them being around your clout, your network, your audience, you know, it's like, it'd be like letting Eminem say the N-word.
Yeah, right.
Hey, why are those guys letting you do that?
Yep.
Because you're this big rapper with a lot of attention, and you're putting people on your album, and if they're on your album, like, man, they're gonna grow. So like, they allow that?
It's a good question.
I know that's like a super aggressive, you know, thought there, but think about that. Like, why are these guys that have been there, that have done that, allowing you to speak in a certain manner? Are they your friends? You idolize them. You respect them. They're fancy. Are they your friends because they're letting you speak to a certain way and it doesn't bother them? Or it's accept, like, I don't have all the context on all of it, but I know what I see. I know what's getting exposed on social media. It's like, hey, I think they're just not taking it personal or not letting it get to them because, like, hey, there's money involved, there's clout involved, there's social status involved, and like, why would you say something to a guy like that?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say something to a guy like that,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd probably not be around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, but like, man, I question, like, when people can't be policed by their own. And they say they are, or they say they want to, or they want them, but they display no openness when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, man, I take people policing. Like, I've been told to shut the fuck up, or hey, this, or by you, by Gavin, by Scott. And hey, I listen, I learn, and like, I'm not drinking my own Kool-Aid, regardless of what you guys think. You know, of hearing us on public forum where like, yeah, this is where we do talk. There is places I listen. And if I don't listen to you, maybe you should fucking ask yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
Why I don't listen to you. Mm-hmm. It's not because I don't listen. I just don't listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it as a negative, but for some reason I don't listen to you, right? Maybe your own behaviors. Maybe what you're doing in your own business or your own personal life. You know, like, I got hard lines there. But it doesn't mean I don't listen. And I don't get policed by my own. So for me, it's like, I'm gonna police. If I feel it's necessary, and if that relationship goes distance, hey, that's okay, because my morals, and I'm not saying I'm perfect when I do it, but I also feel okay that I did it, you know? But, like, man, I get more concerned about that type of behavior than what's going on with everything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think, what do you think that comes from, or why do you think that the policing isn't there?
It's business.
Yeah.
It's a good answer. Business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a relationship there. Yeah. There's a lot of money that comes in. They mm-hmm. like, why? Like, why would you get emotionally invested in that? Well, it's mm-hmm. not necessarily emotionally, but like, it's business.
Yep.
I don't think they.
Is it no harm, no foul thing?
Sure.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting, right? I don't know if I do have an answer. I don't know. I mean, and then specifically to the people that I'm speaking of right now, I really don't have the answer, because all I know is I hear it and I see it and I'm like, you're going so hard in the paint for your cause that you're speaking, you're too far. You're too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one's kind of like reeled you back in.
A lot of that comes down to the whole self-awareness side. Yeah. If no one's having that, even a polite conversation of, hey man, like, this is mm-hmm. how this is being perceived.
Well, and it's got to come from a certain level of relationship, because hey, I'm speaking right now, and the rebuttal that could come back from someone listening to our podcast right now could be like, well, Will, why don't you go police him?
Mm-hmm.
You hear it, you see it. Why don't you put, you know, the people I'm speaking about right now, I don't have that relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, I'm not close enough with them.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it would resonate. I don't know. So yeah, hey, you're right. Maybe I could. I have no problem policing if I think it's needed. I just don't feel comfortable with some of these individuals because I just don't have that relationship mm-hmm. with them. But I wish the people that did, I wish it would happen. And you don't know what you don't know, right? But like, you know when someone has a moment and they're right, but then they just all right, hey, come on, reel it back in. Reel it back, right? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Kind of like, let's use football again. Like a coach, like some ref doesn't make a call and it should have been called.
Yep, yep.
So the coach loses his shit for a minute, right?
Yep.
Everyone's kind of like letting the dude go off because it's valid. A player got hurt, whatever. But then at some point, someone's got to like, all right, coach, hey.
If he's still doing it.
You're either going to get ejected or not. But hey, man, if this continues to consume you, like the rest of the game and the rest of the season that we have to still go out and produce, we're gonna lose it.
Yeah,
we're gonna miss it here, man. Like, hey, reel it back in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know the moments I'm talking about.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's kind of like, hey, I don't disagree with like what's being spoken about, but like you go you take it too far.
Yeah, you lose your point.
But no one's reeling you back.
Even though you're right, no one's rooting for you anymore.
But I wonder, like, man, you should like all these people you idolize, these people that are super close to you. Hey, you should question that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things to think
about. I'm still not sure what to call this podcast.
A lot of things to think about.
I think it just goes back to like, you know, and here's my other thing. Like everyone and their moms read the four agreements.
Yeah.
Couldn't convince me they have. Mm-hmm. Couldn't convince me they have. And I'm not saying I'm the best book reader. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm it's a very simple book. You've got your four agreements and then they get it redundant. Mm-hmm. Within those agreements to give you plenty of examples of what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you don't practice these things every single day, then when big stuff happens, you're not going to be prepared. You are going to get too emotionally invested. Yeah. You are going to overreact. You are going to maybe go a little bit too far. And if you don't have people that can reel you back in, yeah, man, like you're just in a bad spot. Like just doing what you say you're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Being impeccable with your word, right? Mm-hmm. And then just not making assumptions. Those are two, you know, those are a couple ones from the book, but doing what you say you're going to do. And it's not just, I said verbally, I'm going to do this. I should do it. No. It's also like, hey, man, you saying things out there, what people should be doing, if you're also not reciprocating that, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's bothersome. Mm-hmm. Like, I get concerned because a lot of the people that I'm talking about today, they have influence. They have a lot of influence. They have huge Instagrams. Some of these guys are very accredited from military background. So it's like, man, like, you're really changing the narrative right now. Like, what are you teaching? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for the record, storming the Capitol, not acceptable. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says about what's going wrong and how fucked it up it is. And I'm not going to disagree with you. Mm-hmm. There is no storm the Capitol, man. Mm-hmm. And like these protests, these riots, like the rioting or storming the Capitol, like how many of those people exercised any other contingency within local and state government prior, like a riot?
Well, and that's
it's like the last form of you exercising a freedom to like make a cause known or peaceful. There's so many things that can happen before that people have no idea or just they don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. And that's why like these guys with huge influences should also educate themselves on the process, because you giving examples of what to go do by showing it and speaking about it will empower people that you're speaking to go do the same things. But most people don't know what to do, so they just riot or protest. And it's like, there's like 13 more things legally you can do that never gets talked about. And like, that's the danger. And you have enough negative influence and no one reeling it back in, like you end up having things where people storm a Capitol. Mm-hmm. No, dude. No, that was not needed. No, yeah, that's not acceptable. Totally.
I mean, man, imagine if that didn't happen. You know, like imagine if that didn't happen. That's.
And I'm also not saying that the riots were acceptable. I'm not saying anything. Yeah. But like, there's some audiences out there that I kind of hear sometimes that excuse that, and it's like, hey, at that large level again of like politics, you can't go excusing everything that the party you want to vote for does. Yeah. That's another form of just policing your own. Like,
it can throw a huge black eye on this cause, like you mentioned, the guy that's just going too hard when it's like, hey, you were right. Now everyone just thinks you're an asshole and you're getting kicked out of the game.
You go that hard, what's next? Mm-hmm. You either go ghost or you have to up it a notch, correct?
Right.
It's the same thing with like escalation of force in law enforcement. You arrive on scene, the first thing you do is draw your gun out and point it at somebody.
I got to kill somebody.
What happens when they don't do what you want them to do, but you legally can't shoot them?
Yep.
But you went there. You went there and now they're not listening to you. Mm-hmm. What do you do now? Mm-hmm.
It's a great question.
It's a problem, right? Problem. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like you go in this, like, what do you expect to do with your audience or any other audience that you're gaining? Like when you go that, what do you, and then they don't respond. or you don't show what should be done, like, now what? You're just going to keep yelling at me? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm ranting today.
More and more frustrated.
Well, and yeah. I just want this to be food for thought for people, right? Like, just take it for what it's worth and just ask yourself at your level, like, hey, am I doing what I'm saying I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. Do my actions reflect what I say or my opinion of others? Or, you know, like, hey, what do I look like as an individual, and how do I bleed that into my family? And right now, when things are like the way they are, nothing could be more important than leading your family, mm-hmm. leading your peers, being a positive influence within your community, within your circle, to the best of your ability, and having the integrity. And I just think when you're watching a lot of people freak out, you know, overreact, right? Play on words here, like pick one, overreact. There can be a lot more overreaction to come. And like, this is also where, like, hey, I wrote about this the other day. You don't have to believe everything people say. Just because you look up to someone or idolize someone doesn't mean you have to agree with every single thing that they're doing. Like, you've got to be a thinker. It's okay to disagree. But, dude, I found myself doing that before. Mm-hmm. You know, like the whole, like, it doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. I've heard that from someone. And then when I got asked the same question, same form of question about people or the same person I was asking about, mm-hmm. I regurgitated it. And then I go, that's not even true.
You're like, huh, that's interesting.
No, that guy does do it for me. I think he does a great fucking job. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people that, oh, behind the scenes are different.
Right,
or
right,
it's
right.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And maybe you're right. I just don't know why you're talking about it, because I don't know why it's relevant.
And do you really know that, or is that just one interaction you had with them, or one thing you heard somebody
dude,
say?
Dude, like the whole telephone game, right? Like, just because your buddy knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who met the guy, called him an asshole, now you all call him an asshole. Like, I don't know, man.
That's it.
But I'm at fault, because I've repeated that same statement. It doesn't really do it for me. Mm-hmm. I've repeated something that I've heard, and then I've had to check myself and go, oh, whoa. Why the fuck does he not, where the fuck did that come from? Mm-hmm. You don't think that. You're just regurgitating it from someone you look up to. Why the fuck does he think that? Mm-hmm. And if he thinks that, that's fine, because maybe he has a history or something there. I don't want to question it, but you don't have that.
Yeah.
And just, right, like, just because it doesn't, oh, man, it's just, dude, it's dangerous.
It is.
And it's like, hey, you got to check yourself a little bit and, like, yeah, there's been, these past 2 years has been really good for me, man, because I've had to grow, like, as an individual. And for business, man, we crush business. We have we're cruising on that, man. We're leveling up, and we've got a lot of cool things coming up. But it's interesting how, like, you have to continue to, like, increase your proficiency as an individual, as a human being, too, and it bleeds into your business, and then vice versa. And if you're not honest with yourself about some of these conversations, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking dangerous. Yeah. How many people, like, watch, like, a Monday morning talk show about the football game last night, and then they just go repeat what that anchor person said, right?
Dude, a lot of people
are doing that with, like, people they look up to,
yeah,
political opinions, like, there is power in just dialing yourself back, having some poise, processing things that are going on, forming your own opinion. And in order to form your own opinion, you must go educate yourself, and you must go into the environments and go take some action, form your own opinion, and then speak to your opinion. Mm-hmm. And leave it there.
And I think the biggest danger here is mistaking you talking about something for you actually doing something. It's mm-hmm. the whole talking about the marathon you're going to do instead of just actually going and training for it, right? It's very easy to feel like you're making an impact and making a change when you're...
Well, and you are. To an extent, you are. Like, when you have a huge platform and you're sharing your voice and bringing things to attention...
It's important to talk about.
It is.
Yeah, there's important things to talk about.
Now everyone's ears are perking up,
it's
right?
One part, yep.
Right? But to merely leave it at that. And you know what? Maybe just you speaking creates enough action. You'd like to think that. The problem is people will mimic your behavior. So if you're not going to take the next steps and give examples and show through your leadership what to go do, people are going to think that them just bitching is acceptable, and then they're going to get the same dopamine drop that you get when you bitch on your social media. And then it just stops there.
Yeah.
And
that is a good point, man, because the conversations, like, there are certain things that just don't get spread unless people spread them. You know, there's certain mm-hmm. facts out there and information that, hey, unless people are talking about this, I ain't going to hear about it unless someone's talking about it.
Yep.
However, not discrediting. It can't stop there.
Not discrediting the voice. I think that's where things start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I think that's where things start. Hey, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I think that's needed.
And get in the meeting of the minds, different mm-hmm. perspectives, asking more questions instead of just bitching at people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good topic.
Good topic today.
We'll come up with the title.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
we'll let you guys get back to your week. Food for thought. Take it for what it's worth. You know, like, and just find ways to be better within your environment with, like, hey, forming your own opinion, executing on what you feel should be executed on, and how you influence your direct impact with your family, with people around you at work, people you socialize with, whatever that looks like. There's still power in that too.
Have a good day, everyone. Day one dollar zero.
Out of here.
All right. See you guys. I'ma sip it on down and turn it up. Southbound in the trailblazing, yeah, bud.